What's going on with you, man?
What's going on?
Oh, you know what time it is, man. You know what time it is. We in the bubble.
We in the bubble, baby. We in the bubble.
Reporting live from the bubble. They just say what's going on
that
with
bubble,
you?
Man. We in that bubble. Bubble basketball.
Oh, yeah. Now, what was that stuff you were saying about LeBron James the other day, man?
Man, let's go. Both know we seen LeBron play his first game in the bubble, and he didn't look good. He did not. Well, it's the first game, too. Let me not harp on one game, but the Lakers gonna have trouble, man.
Yeah.
They did lose a key player. I just see that it's gonna be real hard. I don't know, man. Like, AD's gonna have to dominate, you know what I mean? And LeBron, it's gonna be a new change for LeBron because he's going to have to be the guy in the fourth quarter. I don't think he has to do what he did
with Cleveland.
Right. And he has to do what he did last night to beat LA, to beat the Clippers, okay? So he took the ball over. He was forceful. He was going straight to the rack. You know what I mean? And when the game on the line, he has to be the guy at this point because AD is not a fourth quarter closer. He never has been. And I mean, you're asking the guy to score 50 points to three quarters and then close you out as well. So, I mean, that's the biggest problem. And the depth of the bench and the fact that they're not a very good 3-point shooting team either.
So you saying after third quarter is over, he need to go, which is basically their worst quarter of this comeback, third.
I know, man. I just hate to say it, though, but, I mean, it almost seems like that's what it is, though. Like, in the fourth quarter, he's going to have to be LeBron Jordan, okay?
I was thinking he was going to have to walk in the booth with his glasses on and come back out and be LeBron Superman. Hey.
Something close to that, man. I'm just saying, did you see it? It seems like, dude, there is, without that closer, and LeBron can close, but he never chooses to close. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's always had a good closer on his team. Wade, Allen, you know what I mean? People who can hit clutch shot, last second shot, when the game's tied. LeBron does so much, so, I mean, now he's got to have to be a closer. AD's going to have his hands full because he's going to have to keep the team afloat one through three. I mean, he's going to have to be the guy they go to. Once LeBron is pitching, I'm just saying, man, well, you can't run LeBron. A year, what is it, 18, 19? He can't. Hey, it's going to be tough, man. It's a long road. I just think this is going to be one of LeBron's most difficult titles, even with AD, just because he is.
Yeah, so why is everybody trying to say that it's like this is handed to LeBron? Because I see teams in the bubble.
Oh, yeah. I don't think this is handed to him at all. They might say it's easy, but I don't see nothing easy about it. I mean, I really don't see the easy road. I mean, being off really doesn't help you. Yeah, it gets his body healthy, but look how he came back. You know what I mean? So the rhythm, the chemistry, then you lose other players, key players. You lose a starter for the season. So, I mean, I don't.
And then this is my thing, too. They got nothing but the best of the best teams. So that means these last few, you playing like the pre-playoffs.
Right. So, I mean, I'm trying to just think they barely beat the Clippers. And then they lost to the Raptors. Got blown out. I mean, it just shows you. The Raptors, it just shows you, man, this ain't going to be easy for him. This is going to be one of his hardest championships. Because he's going to be required to do so much at such a late stage in his career. Well, Jordan did too. When Jordan was 36, he won his NBA championship, his last NBA championship. So let's see if he can be like the GOAT himself and pull through.
Oh, he already. He can't do nothing but wake up as the GOAT.
Hey, listen, he's going to have to wake up to do this. This is going to be difficult. This is not going to be easy. It is. It's going to be difficult, man. It ain't going to be easy. I mean, I know they were saying, like, oh, it's an easy win. He gets all this time off, blah, they scoop this and that. He can just walk back in. But, man, it ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Plus, your body's been off playing basketball. What if this motherfucker tweak a knee or something? He is 35.
Yeah, but see, this,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
this is the thing, though. This is my argument. This is my argument about them losing to the Raptors. I can't take nothing away from Toronto. Toronto is a beast. And Kyle Lowry finally got his LeBron James revenge. But it ain't full revenge because it ain't in the playoffs.
Right.
But that was Toronto's first game back. That was Toronto's first game back. The Lakers just went through World War IV with the Clippers. And barely won that.
Was that a back-to-back game?
It wasn't a back-to-back, but it was a off day and then another game.
Well, ain't no excuses. You got off that. Y'all should have went to sleep. So man, I say, okay, they played one game, but it wasn't. They lost. It's just chemistry, man. They don't have the shooters, man. They're going to buff up today.
No, it's not that. I'm saying I feel like they was kind of sore. You know how, like, you just now, like, you've been out the gym for a minute.
Yeah.
You just now coming to the gym. You work out strong, and now you sore the next day. You're not about to come in there and hit them weights like that. You mightn't even take the damn day off. Me, I would.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They had a day of rest. There is no excuse. They had a day of rest, and they came back. Yeah, and
this is my argument, man. Because I be sore for more than a damn day when I ain't worked out in a long time.
Okay, but these athletes work out every day. They've been working out every day. Like, they start working out. There's no excuse. No excuses, man. Listen, I'm just telling you, what you see is what you see. They're going to have problems, bro. That roster wasn't strong to begin with. Then you take a starter out of there who's a great perimeter defender and a three-point maker. I mean, that's struggles, man. That's big struggles.
Man,
they don't shoot well.
They have a closer now.
Who's the closer?
Deion Waiters.
Boy, nigga, if you don't stop it.
Man,
that nigga was 0-for-6 from the three-point line.
Man, who?
Man, if you don't stop, bro.
Who
stop.
Could really?
Deion Waiters is not a fucking
When Deion Waiters gets in the good rhythm, who can actually stop Deion Waiters? Man, dude got moves.
Anybody can stop Deion. Are you fucking kidding me? You act like Deion Waiters is a legend or an NBA All-Star. He's none of those. It never has been.
He will be this playoffs. Bro. Hey, but mark my words, he will be this playoffs. Okay. He is a key important part, just like Kuzma is, just like AD is, and just like LeBron is. Deion Waiters definitely is a key part. The only thing he falls short on is defense.
This Kushite, this Morris God, had the nerve to say, Deion motherfucking Waiters. I'm done, y'all.
Yeah, mark my words.
Okay. Mark, I can't believe you said that.
Mark my words. You will know him this playoffs.
I've never heard of Deion Waiters being the reason why a motherfucker gonna win a championship.
Man, you never heard of a lot of people until they played with LeBron, the GOAT.
The who?
You never heard of a lot of people until they played with LeBron James, the GOAT. He makes everyone around him better. Deion Waiters was already good.
The phony GOAT, the lowercase GOAT. You can't be the GOAT and lose 6 times in the NBA Finals, bro.
This nigga said the lowercase GOAT.
That don't even make sense. How you gonna be a loser but be the GOAT? Come on, bro. I'm tired of you saying that shit. You so disrespectful to MJ, bro. Like, I don't know why you disrespect MJ like that, man.
So what is
fucking the fucking bum of all people?
So what is the GOAT?
You see when he traveled?
What's the definition of the GOAT?
The motherfucker did a 360.
What's the definition of the GOAT?
The best player to ever play, and that ain't him. That's Michael Jordan.
No, it's the greatest. The greatest.
Stop being disrespectful.
It's the greatest, man. That's what the
GOAT. Stop being disrespectful. Would Michael Jordan lose to Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam? Hell no. Watch your mouth. Hold on. Let me tell you Kyle Lowry's stat. This motherfucker had 33 points and 14 rebounds with 6 assists. He's a 6-foot point guard. How does LeBron? And LeBron was playing point guard. So tell me how LeBron left a 6-foot point guard score 33 points and get 14 rebounds on him. He's a fucking bum. Get out of here, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to kill. Look, I'm about to kill all of these little sayings forever and ever right now. Now, the GOAT is the greatest of all time, right? Now,
LeBron is not.
Hold on. Basketball is what? A sport, right?
Yeah.
Now, in this sport, you got championships. You could be one of the best championship teams, but the greatest player of all times, that's not no team effort. That's just one person. And this one person has passed up all of the people that you're talking about. And if you ain't talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or none of them people, then you really ain't talking about nobody being better than LeBron James, because it sure ain't Michael Jordan. He just passed them up. This season.
Who passed up Michael Jordan? What are you talking about,
y'all? LeBron James passed up Michael Jordan in all-time scoring, like all kinds of stuff. He's number three.
Boy, stop.
He's number three. Man, Look it up. He's number three now.
Championships, rings, finals losses, final wins.
This is what I'm saying. Okay.
Come on, bro.
All right, hold on. Hold on. So if you go to the basketball court, right, and you play somebody. And
bro, why are you arguing about this bum ain't even in the top 10? Why are you arguing about whether he's better than the greatest?
I'm arguing.
Bro, this is a stupid ass argument.
No, this ain't a stupid argument because I'm debunking all of what y'all saying because
you're not debunking anything.
It's the greatest of all time. The greatest basketball player of all time. That's what the GOAT is.
Michael Jordan.
Man, Michael Jordan was good.
It's Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. Michael, ain't no question. No one says that LeBron is the greatest.
So what about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? No. What about
he's not better than the Jordan? Period. Everyone.
What about Dr. J?
Tell you that he's not better than Jordan.
What about Dr. J?
Who?
Dr. J.
Magic Johnson?
No, Dr. J.
Dr. J, not married to Michael Jordan.
So these,
not married to Jordan. Everybody knows that.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Talk about, bro. This is a. I'm going to hang up on the middle of your show. Talking about this dumbass conversation.
No, Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, all of these people.
No, Wilt Chamberlain's not the GOAT, bro. He played against 6 foot white dudes. Get out of here, man. What the hell are you talking about, bro?
So you making excuses for everybody that's above Jordan. You making excuses for everybody above Jordan, right?
None of these people are above Jordan. No, I'm not. They're all beneath him. I ain't making excuses.
In stats. Stat-wise.
No, I'm not making excuses. I'm just letting you know. Jordan is the best player ever. End of discussion. No argument. Not even.
What's old school's name that got all the rings? What's old school name that got more rings than Jordan? Why ain't y'all saying he's the best then? If it's about rings.
Yep. Bill Russell with 11.
Yeah. Why ain't you saying he's the best?
Because he played against 5'11 white dudes. That's why.
See, this what you making excuses.
So what's? I mean, the biggest dude was like 6'3". Get out of here.
So what's your problem with me saying taking up for LeBron James being the GOAT? You got every excuse in the world for everybody above him on stats. You got every excuse for everybody above him with rings. So what's your excuse?
He's not the greatest, bro. He's just not. Suck. He's trash. He fucking loses to everybody. Lost to Dirk Nowitzki in the finals and Jason Terry. That did it right there. You a bum. This, what are you talking about? You lost to Dallas.
Man, this.
Get out of here.
You talking about single games. I'm talking about all games of all time.
He's had the most epic failures out of any superstar ever. The most meltdowns, the most losses. He is not the greatest. He can't be while losing. Man. It needs the most help.
Hold on. It takes a loss to be a boss. You took a loss and you a boss now. Does that not make you great? You don't want to answer that question.
No, it don't make you great. What makes you great is you can never lose.
Man, there's great boxers that done lost.
Great, but a man that never loses.
Muhammad Ali is known as the greatest boxer of all times. And how many losses has he had?
Okay, but Floyd Mayweather is known as the greatest boxer of all time. How many losses he had? Exactly. Boy, pipe down.
No, he's the
exactly.
He's the greatest of all time.
He's like Jordan.
Man, Jordan got put out the first rounds. That's why he didn't make it to all the finals.
Jordan didn't lose in the finals, though.
Any playoffs.
He's been to the finals way more than Jordan. He ain't won half the number Jordan's won. So what are we talking about?
Hold on. Listen to this stat, Jordan fans. Any playoffs LeBron James done touched, he done made it to the finals.
Huh?
Any playoff season LeBron James touched, he done made it to the finals. Let's hear about Jordan. Every playoffs. Every playoffs he's entered.
Is this all right here? Every playoff.
Every playoffs LeBron has entered.
No.
Answer the question. How many times has Michael Jordan made it to the playoffs and made it to the finals? How many times has he not? See if you know about your greatest player of all times. We lost him. We lost it to that question, but like I said, LeBron James is the GOAT. And you see that he could not answer the question. Everything froze up. His phone even stopped him from talking. I don't know what happened. That nigga forfeited. He forfeited the debate. He lost. Ain't no calling back in, nigga. Not to say that. LeBron James is the best basketball player of all times is my argument. And some people don't get that, but some people will. Because everybody that then came into the NBA, LeBron James is the full package deal and then accomplished more than all of them. Then pass them up on them list. But y'all still don't want to give this man his just due. That's why they always say, man, give the people their roses while they're here. Because y'all won't wait until LeBron James is old, can't play basketball no more, and then y'all won't try to say, oh, man, you ain't get the chance to see LeBron James, man. LeBron James was cold. He was the greatest. Now, all of a sudden, he's the greatest. Now, he's the GOAT. Look at the shoe market. That there tells you who the GOAT is. That there tells you the transition. They were still, LeBron James was still winning rings and doing everything. Jordans was still the highest number one seller. LeBron James's are the number one seller now. And he done took over the shoe game, which is inspired by basketball majority. They got running shoes that's pretty good and everything, but you know, walking too. But you know, I'm just saying, nigga, it was basically shoe game started from basketball shoes. So that inspires the whole dang on shoe game. And LeBron James got the number one selling, and them graffiti 17s, I gotta get me. But that's gonna be the show for today. So make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe, and I'm out.